The December 1st issue of Rolling Stone magazine carries an article with the title, The Man Who Sold the War, subhead, Meet John Rendon, Bush's General in the Propaganda War. The author's James Bamford, who's written about intelligence and spies for more than 20 years. His book about the top-secret National Security Agency is titled The Puzzle Palace. Jim Bamford, welcome to Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
You identify contracts signed by the Rendon Group, which was founded by this man, John Rendon, which is a consulting agency that does propaganda, and they have contracts from the Department of Defense for up to $100 million over the last 4 and 5 years?
That's right. It's basically a public relations firm, propaganda, whatever you want to call it. They call it perception management, managing people's perceptions of current events, particularly events that the U.S. government's involved in. But it's been doing this for over 15 years. And what makes it very unique is that the Rendon Group specializes in helping the CIA put new leaders in when the CIA is taking old leaders out of countries like Noriega in Panama and Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
But you're talking about public relations efforts, so they will go and plant stories in the media?
No, this is much more than just public relations. The Rendon Group is very unique. During the lead up to the war in Iraq, a lot of the pressure put on the U.S. came from the Iraqi National Congress, the INC, and Ahmed Chalabi. Well, the INC was created by the Rendon Group. The Rendon Group was contracted by the CIA to create an opposition force to Saddam Hussein. So they went out, created this group of sort of militants that were planning to take over Iraq, and they funneled money, CIA money, to the group. John Rendon gave the group its name, the Iraqi National Congress. And then he acted as the senior advisor to the group throughout much of the 1990s and possibly, you know, up until present day.
Well, there was a widespread opposition to Saddam Hussein's government. The people who were involved in the Iraqi National Congress weren't really brought together by John Rendon. They existed without his direction.
The INC was brought together through a conference in Vienna and a number of other activities, and John Rendon was a key person in pulling that conference together and helping to organize it, according to the former CIA station chief of Baghdad, who said that, you know, John Rendon, they picked him because of his work in Panama, which was very similar. He helped put in the leader who followed Noriega, this guy Indira.
Let me read from a letter to Rolling Stone magazine from the Rendon Group, Mr. Rendon's company. For the record, the Rendon Group had no role whatsoever in making the case for the Iraq War here at home or internationally. Mr. Bamford's contention to the contrary is flatly untrue. I mean, it's a denial of what you're saying.
Well, it's not really a denial of what I'm saying. He's not denying that he created the INC and helped put Ahmed Chalabi in there and became his top advisor. He says that in the interview that I did with him. What he's saying is he didn't sell the war in the U.S. Well, that's illegal. You can't really propagandize in the United States, but his propaganda was mostly directed overseas. If he's saying he didn't do any propaganda, then I suggest that he give the taxpayer back about $100 million. That was what his company was hired to do overseas, was to act as public relations. And again, I'm not saying that this is all bad. A lot of what he does is very, very good. It's just, I think the public ought to know that the CIA has been outsourcing a lot of this activity, which is very unusual. It's sort of like John F. Kennedy outsourcing the Bay of Pigs operation to the J. Walter Thompson Public Relations and Advertising Company. Half the CIA is now outsourced to private contractors, and it gets a lot of people very worried because these people aren't subject to a lot of the controls that normal CIA employees are subjected to, and they don't come really under a lot of the congressional oversight either.
Just to be clear about this, you're not accusing the Rendon Group of doing anything illegal. It is not illegal to have public relations contracts or indeed to produce propaganda overseas. But you do write that that information gets back to this country and creates influence and opinion and ideas here.
Well, it can't help it. When the Smith Act, which was the law that prohibits the government paying for propaganda in the U.S., when that was created, it was the times were much different. Today, we have the Internet, we have instant communications, there is no firewall between international media and domestic media these days. But no, in answer to your question, I'm not accusing the Rednor Group of violating any law. I think the public should know that there are these private contractors doing this type of work for the government.
You quote documents and statements from John Rendon and the Rendon Group to the effect that the company manages in a very expert way information. They keep track of what is being written and printed and said and broadcast in foreign countries, and they do this in a very sophisticated way, and they're good at it. Mr. Rendon says he is an information warrior. He also says that he's a patriot, and the stories that come from the Rendon Group are true stories. He deals only in the truth.
One of the very interesting things about how the Rendon Group operates and why it has a lot of contracts right now, it has, in the last 4 years, I think it's had, I've counted at least 35 contracts with the Pentagon, and I don't know how many with the CIA. But one of the things that it does now is it focuses on international media. And what he prides himself on in the interview when he was talking to me was the fact that he can give policymakers in the United States 6 hours' notice before a broadcast appears overseas to tell them what's going to be the lead story on the broadcast. And he said that's very invaluable to a lot of the policymakers because a lot of times they'll want to have that 6 hours in order to prepare a rebuttal or do some fact-checking or come out with some opposing information.
James Bamford's article on the Rendon Group is in the December 1st issue of Rolling Stone. Jim Bamford, thank you for coming in to speak with us on Day to Day.
My pleasure, Alex.
And there's a link to that article, it's lengthy, at our website, npr.org.